So who are the current federal student loan servicers under this direct loan program, and how are they selected?
So right now we have 9 different companies that act as student loan servicers. There's 4 that service the majority of the volume, and they're called Title IV Additional Servicers, or TIVAs. The 4 main servicers are FedLoan, which is out of Pennsylvania, Great Lakes, which is out of Wisconsin, Nelnet, which is out of Nebraska, and Navient. One thing that's important to understand about Navient is this used to be part of Sallie Mae, but has since split in 2 and so isn't part of that company now. The 4 main servicers were selected through a competitive contract process during the Great Recession. Basically, what happened was when the economic crisis hit, a bunch of private banks that had been making federal loans were having trouble getting enough money to make new loans. So they worked out an agreement with Congress to create legislation that would allow banks to sell loans to the Department of Education. When this happened, the Department of Education realized it was going to need a lot of servicers to handle all these new loans it was taking over. So it started this contracting process and basically decided to hire these 4 companies. Then when the Department of Education took over the entirety of the federal loan portfolio in 2010, it started using these same 4 companies to handle all of the new student loan volume. Separate from that, though, we have 5 other companies that are called not-for-profit servicers. And these ones were selected in a little bit of a different manner. Basically, when Congress decided to end the bank-based guaranteed student loan program, it recognized that there were some nonprofit organizations that some members felt were important to keep in the federal aid program in one form or another. So what Congress said in that 2010 bill was that certain companies that were nonprofit and had been operating for a set amount of time had to be guaranteed at least 100,000 borrower accounts when the Department of Education created this new servicing system. So today we've got about 5 left that met those criteria. And those are Cornerstone, HESC, Granite State, OSLA, and Mohila. And so basically to sum that up more quickly, we essentially have 9 student loan servicers, 4 of which were selected through a competitive contract process, 5 of which were guaranteed some degree of participation through congressional legislation.